Check.
Kundalini. Pussy.
Sounds
check,
good.
Check.
Pussy. Sounds
pussy.
Good.
Okay.
Pussy.
Sounds pretty good.
Pussy. Oh, my God.
So, Stav just got off what he calls the road.
I was on the road. What are you talking about?
Rochester's. Nick, oh, we have another
we're
going to
recreate the thing where I said actually he was at the M&M store.
Yeah, that's what I was setting you up
also,
for.
Also, if you were going to do that, you did it the wrong way, man. It's got to be nonchalant, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
It's also like thinking that that's something that needs to be repeated.
We thought.
Yeah, I was running late because I hit traffic, and Nick said, "You don't have to lie. We know you're at the M&M store."
Yeah, Stav checked into the Radisson Times Square next door to the M&M store.
Yeah.
He went, but actually, he went all day for three straight days.
Yeah. I was actually at a...
You just have like one of those bellhop carts filled with M&M's. Like, can you have someone bring this up to my room, please?
Bring this up for me,
they're
boy.
They're sloshing all over the place. That would be awesome.
Just sitting in a hotel room eating 20,000 M&M's.
I'll take your largest M&M, please. I have them melt every M&M into one giant M&M.
The big M&M's are good, dude.
I've never had one.
Well, I had them on that Halloween. Yes, you did. That Halloween when we did Blow with Tommy.
Oh, that's right. We did do the big M&M's. That was not the highlight of the night for some reason.
For me, it was.
It was more the cocaine.
We listened to Tusk. And
we
listen to giant M&M's.
That's right. And we talked about whether or not it's gay for three guys to listen to Fleetwood Mac together.
Yeah.
I think it's not gay, personally.
Oh, that was what, Halloween like 5 years ago?
It was like four Halloweens ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I still remember those M&M's.
Respect.
I passed up getting pussy that night to do drugs, which felt bad.
And the beat goes on.
Well, that's not...
Everlasting. That.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Adam always passes up.
It's the whispers.
No, I did hook up with that girl later on in the week. And
oh, actually, yeah. She.
No,
actually,
you did.
She
no,
told
you
me,
didn't.
You know when you fucked her? You thought you fucked her? First of all, I fucked her before you, obviously. But second of all, I fucked her on Halloween.
You know, you
and
guys,
second of all,
you should know that I've never had sex.
Oh, yeah?
Except with that girl.
God damn it.
Well, here's the thing, Adam. When you thought you fucked her, she was actually wearing a fake pussy, a decoy pussy. And it was. And here's the other thing. It was made out of a man's ass.
Yeah.
So I fucked a man's ass.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
On her pussy.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
That guy was ugly.
Yeah.
It was an ugly guy's ass.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yep.
You all move, Mr. Damn. Bond.
Damn, how does that
I
feel,
I didn't
dude?
Know that I passed up the pussy to do the drugs, but I got a text the next day from her friend that said, you passed up having sex for drugs.
John
and it made me feel bad.
John Wick 3 tonight, huh, Adam?
I'm going to John Wick 3 tonight.
And this one, he's going around in blackface. and they're like...
Because he's in disguise?
Like, they killed my dog. They killed my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone keeps asking me if I'm black. You know what? I'm thinking, yeah. I'm black.
I'm thinking I'm black.
I'm thinking I'm black.
That was in the trailer. That's right.
Good,
yeah. It's on the poster.
Would
I'm thinking
think
I'm black.
Would you think they would get more heat for that?
I'm yeah, I know. I'm
black. But Keanu is such a wholesome
so
man.
So lovable.
Right. It's not about the lines, really. It's more about the action.
You see that viral video? Keanu has beautiful answer to gay-ass question on Colbert.
I did see that.
Yeah. No.
It was cute. But
what do you think happens when we die?
I think...
I'm black. I'm thinking I'm black. Whoa.
That makes sense. Will Smith was supposed to be in The Matrix.
Oh, was he?
So maybe.
Yeah, they were all supposed to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Jada Pinkett was in The Matrix?
You want people
though.
To watch this movie. Right. Who the fuck is going to go see a movie with Will Smith in it?
Yeah, dude. That guy's box office poison.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What a critical failure that would have been. If
he's
they put Will
literally
Smith.
Never had a hit.
No, you got to have a white guy in the role. That's the only way the movie's...
Is it Keanu?
That's the only
like
way the
Asian?
Movie's relatable.
Keanu's Asian?
Mm-hmm. I think he's like a little bit Asian, yeah.
He's kind of like a Japanophile if he's not
I
Asian.
I think he's Asian.
You know what's... It's
he's a weeb.
What's funny about that movie is like, because, you know, they're all
Which
supposed
one?
To be hackers.
Matrix
the Matrix,
or,
yeah. To imagine like Morpheus in that dumb outfit just
learning
using
code.
The computers at the library and then like...
going to compete in Street Fighter 2 tournaments with other black nerds.
I'd like to check out HTML for Dummies.
Yeah.
It's on hold right now, Morpheus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give me softcore pornography.
Right. It's just a black nerd that got so involved in his own autism that he slipped out of reality to a hidden world underneath the computers.
I would love the Morpheus prequel.
Yeah.
Where he's just jacking off the hentai
I'm
so hard
he blacks out. I'm surprised
it
didn't make that. Now that you say that, it's like a Morpheus prequel would rule.
How'd he get up there, you know?
Yeah.
He's always been there.
No, he hasn't. He was born in the Matrix. That's why he can go into the Matrix. Anybody with holes can go in the Matrix.
Oh, I didn't even remember he had holes.
Yeah.
And not counting his ass and mouth.
Yeah.
You remember those.
He sucks the machine.
Now, everyone with holes, does that mean women are better at getting into the Matrix? Because of the extra holes?
Because they have extra holes.
Because of their pussy?
Yes, it does.
No, but that's
an
not
extra
true.
Place to jack into the Matrix.
We have pee holes. Pussy.
Yeah.
I guess they have pee holes and
they
pussy
do,
holes.
You fucking misogynist.
So they still have an extra
You think
hole.
They piss out of their pussy, you fucking idiot?
I really don't understand
they
how,
got another
how
little
the
ass
pussy
hole.
Work.
I think yeah. under the I want to say under, but it could be above.
They got three holes.
It's crazy because the
and
Matrix.
Then an asshole.
But
the
pussy,
Matrix
penis,
itself.
A pee hole doesn't count as a hole.
The Matrix itself is kind
you
of a
put
socialist
things inside
paradise
it.
If you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. In what sense?
In what sense is that, like, everybody just gets turned into a battery, and then the battery power is like a simulation of utopia.
Mm-hmm. And then you rave.
I would agree with you if the Matrix, everyone had a big-ass dick, they all had love.
They tried that in the original version, and human beings couldn't handle
that's
it.
That's why they had to.
Agent Smith explains that.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
You know, the original version of the Matrix.
No, it was the architect
everyone
who
had a big-ass
it.
Dick, and you couldn't get AIDS.
And
human
they all
beings
love.
Couldn't handle it. No, he does. When he's like torturing Morpheus, he's like, the original version of the Matrix was a utopia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says that.
I don't remember that.
No, the robots.
That sounds
the robots
retcon,
didn't want
bro.
To cause. No, the robots didn't want to cause like people suffering. They just wanted to use them as batteries.
Right.
So, like, I mean, actually, if you're smart, you should just say, yeah, I want to be in the Matrix.
Yeah.
You contribute more to society. You're part of powering the simulation that keeps the robots alive, that keep you and perpetuate the species.
That's what Ralph Cifaretto said, right?
Yeah. He was like,
I like to eat steak and
how
stuff.
How fat Morpheus' wife was.
Yeah, Morpheus' wife, her body's trash.
Oh, wait,
right.
Yeah.
You know, pussy's trash.
Morpheus' wife has got a mole on her ass that's 90 pounds. In the original version of the Matrix, everybody had a fat-ass wife. It was perfect.
Genius.
In the original version of the Matrix, everyone was a character on the TV show The Sopranos. But human beings couldn't handle it.
Wait, is that the first one? Or
yeah, it's the first one.
Damn.
Yeah, when he's torturing
Morpheus. I really don't take in information very
and then,
well.
Yeah, and then people said so then
it's
they had to change it to be I've the height of human civilization, which is a time when industrial music and dancing
it's all hardstyle techno.
It's the coolest shit in the world.
Yeah, that scene
where
was
very funny. Every friends group is a fucking albino lesbian and then a guy from New Zealand.
And a lot of dreadlocks,
Oh, is that
too.
Number two?
No, that's the first one. This is what? All... I'll let you know when I've moved on to the next
Wait, that was in the first one?
Yeah, dude.
No, the rave was in the second
one. The rave
is
in the second one, but fucking...
Yeah, he just works in a regular-ass office in the first one.
Yeah, no, but he meets Trinity at the Rob Zombie nightclub.
Yes,
and then
that's
he meets
true.
The other two the people that die.
I forgot that's what you were talking about.
Like X-Pac and then whatever the fuck it
is.
China.
Yeah, X-Pac and China. they're the other... Those are the minor characters.
X-Pac.
It was a cross. People don't know that the Matrix was a crossover with WWE Pictures.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a big event.
In the original version of the Matrix, everyone was a WWE superstar,
and all the women were divas.
All of the women were on steroids, and giant clits, but human beings couldn't handle it.
Damn, that's fucked up. I believe the human beings could handle a utopia.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, they can't handle a universal utopia. If you could program the Matrix in a way where everyone's experiencing a subjective utopia.
Oh, everyone is the only guy with a big dick in the world.
Yes, that cascades with every other reality. And you know, there's not enough like experiential friction or whatever that they are aware of it, that would be probably the perfect system.
Why don't we do that?
You should say that to the Wachowskis.
I should. And then we should remake The Matrix and have it be 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a perfect world and everyone's happy and we're robots. Killing in the name of. You know,
sick.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Yeah, I mean, in the perfect Matrix, everyone would be Neo.
Right.
That's true.
But they
everyone would think they're all
they all think they're Neo.
Yeah.
But you get pussy because Neo never got pussy.
Right. I mean, what is everybody in the world?
He gets pussy from Trinity.
To be Jesus Christ.
But to get pussy.
To get
that is yeah, that's part three is the Jesus Christ.
Everybody part. Neo is Jesus. It's like a pretty
he dies and he's on the nose
Jesus thing. Allegory is
that? In the original version of the Matrix. Everyone was Jewish. They were all movie producers.
I don't think the world would work.
They get the fuck as many children as they want.
They could have sex with as many children as they wanted.
And actually, that's the one that stuck.
But the computers couldn't handle it, and they overheated.
Hey, everyone was happy.
The bad people made too much energy, and it blew up the computers. They all got to live as Jewish men having sex with children.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like
the processing power.
Yeah.
Can never match a Jewish movie producer's thirst for young cock and pussy.
No, but living in the Matrix is luxury gay space communism.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, okay, why did they put why did they make them batteries?
To power, because they lived off solar power, but then human beings nuked the atmosphere.
So they have to live subterranean.
So there's no atmosphere.
Oh, it's the beginning is basically like Terminator, where we're fighting the machines.
Yeah, they're fighting the machines, and the battle with the machines, they covered the atmosphere in a layer of like pollution, so that the machines couldn't use solar power.
Guess
then the machines started farming human beings.
Well, but why were we fighting the machines in the first place? Why weren't we friends?
Because they became sentient and they realized that the machines realized that like
were
the natural evolution.
Yeah, it's like a post singularity.
Yeah,
right. So the machines can self replicate and have their own.
Oh, they can replicate. Yeah. I guess they could just build themselves.
I had an idea for a movie where it's past the singularity or whatever, and robots take over, like artificial intelligence take over. But instead of using force, they just like design pathetic robots or whatever. And you know, they're like, I don't know how many. You know.
That's kind of
interesting.
Robots.
The word you're using. You used pathetic. But the voice you're using.
Yeah. Can you help me?
No, it's a pathetic voice. Yeah. It sounds
Can
pathetic.
You help me make dinner? And then people are like, oh, he doesn't know how to do it. And then they give all their food to the robots, who just destroy it.
Interesting.
You know, and slowly kill human beings using their sense of empathy.
Yeah. Oh, so this is the world where you're the hero because you have no empathy for anyone.
Yeah.
You're Neo. You've constructed the reality where you're Neo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kicking the little retarded robots.
The Oracle said, a man would rape me. And that man would be the one because he didn't care. Because he did whatever he wanted. Just like the machine. Shut up. Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to game. I'm trying to play video games. Neo, the Oracle told me you would be the one. Shut up, black guy. Shut your black ass up.
Oh, he's racist.
How come you commit 50 million percent of the crimes?
Have you ever seen the FBI crime statistics?
How come you're 12% of the population? Actually, in this world, Neo, we're 98% of the population.
Whoa.
And there's no more crime. Shut up anyways. Just be quiet. Shut up. I'm trying to rape. I thought you were playing video games. Yeah, well, now I'm raping.
This is fucking 8chan Neo.
We need you to use that lack of empathy to be mean to the retarded robots who keep exploiting our sense of what's cute.
That's what makes him so powerful.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah. I like that.
That's
draw
a good
that
movie.
Up.
Shut up, you stupid retard. And he just pushes the robot into a puddle and it'll like. And people are like, how could you do that? Wait, I'm free. Shut up. Shut up, you free faggot. Thank you, Neo.
Thank you, Neo.
Thank you, H.
By saying
Neo.
Slurs and pushing over little retarded kids, you've saved the world.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. It'll make the song at the end make more sense.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Is that what
Fuck
plays
you.
On the credits?
Yeah, Killing in the Name of.
That's so
Hell
sick.
Yeah, dude.
That song still pumps me up.
Yeah.
Now, the walkout.
Motherfucker!
They turn trans.
That's how you rage against the machine, man. Mm-hmm. Call George Bush a motherfucker in a rap rock song. That's how we're going to end the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. By yeah. fucking talking about
it worked.
What if the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were a couple of fucking lowriders driving cool. down Rodeo Avenue scaring the rich bitches?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
The Walkowskis,
they were dudes when it came out, and now they both transitioned.
But one was first, right?
Yeah.
One was first, and then the second one, the bald one.
Do you think
one.
The second one got, the first one got mad because the mm-hmm. other one copied?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You think she's like, what the hell? I was fucking trans when you fucking copy her.
Yeah.
I honestly would be mad if I became trans.
That's probably
trans.
What the first trans person thinks about all other trans people.
Oh, true.
They're like, this was my thing.
Yeah, they had to do their own surgery. They've just got like paper mache breasts. They're like, oh, thanks a lot, guys.
I mean, I would be pissed if my sibling turned trans after me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was the same time, I would be cool with it.
Like on three?
Yeah, one, two, three.
I'm trans.
And then use one of those big scissors to yeah. get... Anyway.
That'd be a real freaky Friday.
Yeah. If you both transed up at the same time, got bottom surgery at yeah. the same time.
How about like a Freaky Friday, but the girl switched places with her dad?
Oh.
You know,
uh-huh. yeah.
And the dad's like, don't touch the pussy. Just whatever you do, do not.
Don't look at
Don't
her
go
naked.
To the bathroom. He's just pissing himself. He's just pissing the girl's pants all day long. He's like, don't see the pussy. Uh-huh. Don't look
he
at
He would
it.
Have to spend the whole time in a sensory deprivation tank. That's the
yeah.
only way you
yeah.
could.
Probably.
You know?
I'm surprised none of those Freaky Friday movies ever had someone fuck their mom, you know, as yeah. their dad.
That would be a good funny bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the mom fuck the dad as the kid. Whatever.
Yeah. Or fuck the teacher or something.
Or yeah, the kid.
How about
Squeaky? Has a kid ever
Squeaky?
Fucked the teacher as their dad?
How about
dad?
Squeaky Friday? And it's about a kid that changes places with a mouse
uh-huh.
who then goes into Richard Gere's ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the mouse have any faculty? Does it understand
or,
how to
or
be
just
a
the movie,
uses germs.
Or just the movie Ratatouille, but the same premise.
Maybe Richard Gere, maybe the way that girl...
Richard Gere was the world's shittiest actor until a mouse that loved acting...
It can draw.
This is the snooty critic that hates Richard Gere's acting.
Oh, that's and then so
he
funny.
Sees the acting that reminds him of a play he saw as a little boy that reminds him of why he loved acting in the first place.
Damn, Richard Gere's a great actor, but
yeah.
he seems to be... all. Why does he keep projecting from his ass?
Yeah.
Why does his voice sound like it's coming from his ass?
It's so squeaky.
Squeaky Friday.
Squeaky Friday. Dude, we got two awesome movies out of this.
Wow,
far.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two.
Retarded Matrix and Squeaky Friday.
Oscar goals.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been like really trying to get in the Don Simpson zone.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like thinking.
So you're
like,
thinking of movie ideas.
I'm thinking,
yeah.
How do you escalate? how do find somebody that's willing to escalate those
yep.
situations?
Uh-huh.
That's good.
I love that interview. I've watched that interview like six times.
I'm about to check it out, dude.
Just, yeah, he's just fat as shit. You can see his, like, legs not sitting under the chair.
I guess I have no
right.
idea what he looks like. I assumed, like, a guy with long white hair and a goatee.
I mean, he looks like an 80. True? His early headshots make him look like somebody, like, his physiology is one that could have only existed in the 1980s. Like, it doesn't look, it looks like you could not replicate that on a human being today.
Like a guy that's all chest.
Yeah, just very, like, a weird chest kind of mannequin, very thin legs.
And that's then, like, a very 80s
a big head with a mullet, but like, and then the face is like just weird and kind of like sculpted, but in an androgynous way.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds hot.
Yeah.
Would you fuck Don Simpson?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
For the clout?
For the clout?
Would you fuck him for the clout?
I don't know.
No? Who would you fuck for the clout?
I'm trying to just think of other movies.
Okay, here we go.
I watch Bad Boys again. Mm-hmm. After.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's not good.
No, really?
Yeah.
I loved it as a kid.
The Rock is still good, but Bad Boys is...
The Rock is so sick.
Bad Boys is kind of boring.
It is? Damn.
Yeah, it's just boring.
I haven't seen it How for long like 15 years.
It's pretty long. I don't know. You know what? I honestly have no idea. I can't remember. But if I hit menu on the Apple TV remote, I think it will come up
immediately. Who made Bad Boys?
What do you mean? The director?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay did it. Yeah.
I mean, that's like the golden trio. Bruckheimer, Simpson, Michael
and Bay. Yeah.
If you could put Tom Cruise in Bad Boys, that would be
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Listen, I'm not just a boy. I'm bad. I'm a bad boy. Bad boy Tom Cruise.
Oh hell yeah, the Batman animated series.
Oh yeah.
That is good shit.
I got that on here. I got Cheers.
Oh, photos. Go over to photos. Maybe we can see your cock pics.
It's nothing but that. Just calling up fucking Apple to complain about, like, it says 5 gigs, and I don't understand how.
Just your cock with little hats. You got tied little ribbons around it.
I don't have enough pictures of my dick, and I was wondering. I was told five gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Was what I was told that I could.
Is that Clay Aiken?
It's Clay, yes.
It's Paul Rudd.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, he hosted SNL this weekend.
Oh, fuck, the game is on. God damn it.
I know, it's on right now.
Fucking stupid drive.
Start at 7.
Fucking up my fucking plans to watch basketball.
And that's the only good series right now.
And if this, if the...
1 hour, 58 minutes. So it's a decently
That's a little too long, I would say.
Well, now they got, like, every movie now...
Does it have laughs? I remember it was like supposed to be an action comedy.
It's a little bit funny, I guess. But I don't... know what I was talking about.
I've never seen Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that one's great.
You got to watch all four.
You got to watch all of them.
Yeah. I ran it back last year.
That's inexcusable to not watch Lethal Weapon.
I haven't watched a lot of
movies. He's such a good fucking actor, man.
Who?
Mel Gibson. I love him. And everything he said was true.
About Jews,
yeah,
and about the
I can say that,
and about what his wife getting raped by a pack of
watching a movie where the boys are bad. Today's movie review. You are listening to Vikram's movie review. This is Vikram's movie review, and today's episode is Bad Boys, and it is from director Michael Bay. Who did a rock at Amar Gerajan and the production team of Don Simpson and Dil Bakramar, who did Berlioscope and Top Gun, comes a thrill ride of explosive action from beginning.
Thank you, Vikram.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, the Muppets, Barnes and crime fighting, that is. No, what the fuck? I had something I wanted to say about Bad Boys, but no, I can't remember. I can't remember what it was I was going to say.
You said he busted.
Who busted?
Martin busts in his pants.
Oh, yeah. The opening scene is like his wife Yeah, the joke throughout the whole movie is that his wife doesn't fuck him. And she's constantly accusing him of cheating. He's like, come on, you know I'd do my job better if I get some before I go to work.
And she's that's
like,
true.
She's like, you ain't getting nothing. And then just
damn, I've completely forgotten Bad Boys.
Yeah. No, and then she's, you know, like they're in bed together, and she's like, do you sleep well? And he's like, you tell me. And he lifts up the sheets. And he's just
and
cummed.
He's
cummed his pants. And she's like,
he's having wet dreams.
He's bragging about it too to his wife.
You tell me.
He's guilting her by showing cum on his pants.
He's like, yeah, I fucked my dreams.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. And you know who else is in it? Is Chrissy.
Oh yeah, Christopher.
Michael Imperioli.
Who does he play?
He plays Christopher.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Basically.
Oh, wait. Are Bad Boys, are they the guys that he hired for a hit? But they were going to hit Junior? Remember that he hired some other guys?
Oh, yeah,
He hired a couple of Bad Boys. From
is that them?
From the Bad Boy neighborhood, you know? Yeah. So they couldn't tie it back to some of the good boys.
In the movie.
Was it Junior or was it the other boss? I don't remember.
The movie is about two boys who are bad. One of them, his wife will not give him sex. The other is a real good bachelor papa who gets much sex from very many pussies. And it is this contrast between the two that leads to many hilarious moments of comedy. For example, one time, Will Smith says to Martin Lawrence, you are not getting any at home. And Martin, in typical Martin fashion, becomes exasperated.
Do they drive sick cars like Miami Vice?
Well, he drives a Porsche.
Cops driving
but they explain
cars.
That he's a trust fund kid.
Oh.
Will Smith's character has rich parents.
Oh, okay.
And Martin Lawrence shames him for it. He's like, because you just saw him trust fund boy playing cop. And he's like, I'm the first one in on every job. And then, you know, well, also another thing that's funny about the movie is it opens and the French bad guy steals $100 million worth of heroin from the police, like, evidence locker.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And then so they put two police officers on the case. That's who's solving that crime, mm-hmm. in which they murdered another cop.
They got the best men on it. They're two. That, yep. I love that shit. I love when movies don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. Dude. Well, that's like, it was funny because I remember as a kid, you would watch movies and I don't know if they just like refused to hire consultants, but everything was like story first, reality be damned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where you would see movies I remember you'd come out of the theater and there'd be a guy that was an electrician. He's like, you can't fucking do that. You know, or like a mechanic. He's like, that's just not how cars work.
Yeah.
This is what people do. And it's like, yeah, well, you can't write a movie that anyone would want to go see.
Fuck you.
And then they started this thing where now they like just get obsessive about fucking technical accuracies.
They have to account for every
and that somehow like substitutes for like actually writing a movie that isn't complete shit, which is mm-hmm. how you get something like Arrival, which is like, oh wow, this bitch actually knows about fucking language or whatever, but it's like who cares? Mm-hmm. It's like a fucking community college class on linguistics. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then when like the actual dialogue in the plot is fucking retarded,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that line at the end, you know, the most powerful part of this wasn't meeting the aliens. It was meeting you.
That sucks. Yeah, I've never seen
it. It sucks ass. People in the theater laughed at that.
Yeah. The best movie about aliens and shit is that one with Tim Allen and the Make 7 Up Yours guy.
Oh, yeah. Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest. No, that's a different one.
You're combining Pluto Nash and
Galaxy Quest. There's another one where the alien has it's a smiley face, but they have three eyes.
Oh, Evolution.
Evolution. Yeah, but that
that's
wasn't
David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's David Duchovny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's Tim Allen.
I'm trying to think. What is the best alien movie? Aliens?
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks is fucking up there. I love that movie.
It's sick.
I loved, and you know what?
I watched it recently.
I really don't particularly like Tim Burton, but Mars Attacks is fucking great.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the
Mars Attacks is so funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. I was also really into Tom Jones when I was around that age.
You told us this.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to fuck him?
Yeah.
No, I liked it.
It's not unusual to want to have sex with an older
and
man.
And what's new, Pussycat, and you know, a lot of his other songs.
Ass? Let me fuck your asshole.
Dad walking into your room in a thong. It's good to see you respecting a man. And he's got Tom Jones posters all over the wall. I'm glad he's not gay and he's respecting a man's masculinity. A man who engages in traditional masculinity by singing songs. or something like that. I mean, yeah, I don't know what happened.
It wasn't a thong, it was a kimono.
Yeah.
An open kimono.
An open kimono with his cock out, yeah. Charlie Rose style.
Dude, the fact that that's a Charlie Rose interview with Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer, and he brings up Harvey Weinstein is so funny.
Yeah.
You know, Harvey Weinstein told me that, you know, you have a hip in the first weekend. Wow, great tidbit, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what fucking Harvey Weinstein told you, is you know you got a hit when people go see it.
Has he ever done a good interview with anyone?
No, never.
Charlie Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all pretty boring.
He's not a good fucking interviewer.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't understand why it was on TVs for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It was PBS, dude. No one watches that shit.
I watch PBS.
Nah, unless it was
a lie.
Arthur.
That's not true. I watch Frontline and that's it.
I watched Arthur.
I'm watching Arthur now that I know that there's gay characters on
gay.
The show.
Because
I thought that show was bad for children, that they were getting the wrong messages from it.
Right.
Until I found out that the rat is gay with the dog.
Have they gotten Steven Crowder to comment on that?
Everyone knew that guy was gay, man.
What?
Have they gotten Steven Crowder to comment on that?
No.
As a former cast member?
That is funny, though.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Crowder played Brain, the one that sucks everyone's dick. It was named after Crowder's behavior on set, the character.
Wait, who's Steven Crowder, the Las Vegas shooting guy?
No, that's Steven Paddock.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a conservative, like, comedian, in quotations.
He used to do comedy, and now he doubts.
He's like, there are two genders, changed my mind, yeah. That guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one of these, like, conservative guys that's like, you know, it's all like that Simpsons episode where Homer's like, or Marge's like, oh, Homer, look, there's that bird you like to argue with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They, like, go, like, talk to children or students, then they're like, intellectual master here.
Mm-hmm.
I had my team do 6 months of homework and come up with, like, a million retarded talking points, and I'm going to have an impromptu debate with
somebody. I'm going to argue babies.
On their way to play hacky sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what fucking, what's his name? The Jewish one does, too.
Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, he just yells at...
I mean, like...
Didn't some fat British guy own him or something?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why that video is so funny. And it comes on the heels of, like, the Zizek Peterson thing.
Yeah.
It's like all of these people are fucking retards.
If they're in the same room as an adult, like, they'll just get completely destroyed.
Now, that being said, I think the idea of going around and arguing with children about things is hilarious.
It's a good bit.
It's hilarious.
It's a really good bit.
I mean, I think fucking Shapiro should lean into it and exclusively do elementary school.
I think you should go younger, for sure.
Yeah. If you want to get your penis cut off, that should be a decision your parents are making. It's like, I just said I wanted to go to recess. You can't have a recess. You need to earn it. That's where you're wrong, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's infuriating, that guy.
Yeah.
Shapiro?
Yeah.
He talks high as shit.
I don't like how
Stop,
forward...
Stop, have you seen his sister's tits?
Yeah, yeah, talked about it.
I don't think those... From a little research I've done, I don't think that's actually his sister.
I think it is.
It's his sister.
Is it?
She's got jumbo yum-yums.
Well, I don't care either way. Nannies. I thought it would be a nice thing to show my friend Stavros.
Of course.
Yeah.
And let me say, I have spent way more time looking at his sister's tits than I have ever looked into him debating anything or listen to him talk.
Yeah, well, that's a more worthwhile pursuit.
Right.
Yeah.
I would, you know, it'd be great videos of his sister going to elementary school proving she has bigger tits than all the girls
that's
there.
That's true. I would love to see that.
Yeah, but Katie Shapiro owns lib student with undeveloped
with
tits.
Baby titties.
She should start making those videos.
That would be good. Or how about this?
Mm-hmm.
She finds just other women with tits,
mm-hmm.
and they mush them together, and we see which tits weigh the most.
Yeah, yeah. Which tits are stronger?
Personally, that's what I think Lady MMA should be.
Yeah.
Whoever's got strong, the heavier titties.
Yeah.
And then you find out if you're like, it's like PEDs are like getting fake tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get hard fake tits, mm-hmm. that's cheating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we should get rid of gendered, you know, MMA fight.
Combat.
Everybody should be able to fight whoever.
I agree.
And penetration is allowed as long as it has a Japanese name.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a type of submission.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Ichiganzu. It's a third round win by TKO by Ichiganzu. By
just one rapist.
Tyler Sykes over Clara Robertson. She's just crying.
Would you keep the weight classes?
No.
Oh, so you're saying it could be anyone?
A 250 pound man versus a 115 pound woman.
Yeah,
and it's in a cage, and you'd That'd like to cool. watch this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see LeBron? Or is LeBron? I'm against. Did you see Arnold Schwarzenegger get drop kicked and barely move?
It's like a scene. That was cool. A scene from so like sick. Ed, where a referee's like, you know, like the chimps that gone nuts, and like, there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't rip off the catcher's dick and face. Yeah, we're gonna go to New York for this one. And it stays. It's that is legal.
What team was Ed on?
I don't know.
It was a minor league team, I thought.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really know much about the movie.
The Staten Island Yankees have won by by TKO.
Seems they brought a chimpanzee that's ripped off the face and genitals.
Every single cock off the opposing team has been tossed into the stands.
And now he's throwing his shit at the umpire.
You're out of here.
A team, just the montage, they keep winning and it cuts to him, keeps ripping cocks off the opposing team. From worst to first.
There you go. That's a third movie idea. I count that as three.
That'd be great. Good. And then ooh, how about this? The last guy is a guy who got his cock chopped off, blown off.
Checks in.
It's the World Series, and they're facing their last batter.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his cock already ripped off in a chimpanzee accident already. So
he's back for revenge.
No. In a separate chimpanzee accident.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's common.
Or even just blown off, whatever.
In a war.
So now the monkey has to pitch to him, and he has to win using skill and heart.
Uh-huh. Like in Rookie of the Year, exactly. Where he can't pitch anymore at the end.
Exactly.
And he has to just... I used to want to fuck really the high. Mom from Rookie of the Year.
Who was that?
She was cute.
I remember feeling... Who plays... Is it Nick Nolte or
the
Gary,
coach?
No, Gary Busey.
It's Gary Busey, I want to say, yeah.
He plays like the pitcher with the shoulders blown out.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That just makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I think it's Nick Nolte. Prime.
I always confuse those guys.
Yeah.
Let's not check. Guy.
Listen, I don't really talk to fucking 13-year-olds, but listen, you don't seem like so much of a fucking asshole to me.
I wish I could. I wish that happened to my arm.
Yeah.
That kid probably can jack off fast.
Damn. Faye Dunaway's in Dungeons and Dragons.
I know. I was just going to remark on that. That's so funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, I'm engaged to a monkey, by the way. Have you ever had sex with a monkey? Just showing your legs to the orangutan and he's going nuts and tearing up the room.
Yeah. He smells her pussy.
Go ahead, take it. I know you want it.
I feel like
I know what you want. You're all the same.
Orangutans are nice guys, right?
I mean,
and gorillas are nice too, but chimps are mean.
They're wild animals. They're all wild animals.
They would fuck you up.
Yeah. No, but gorillas are
like, they can't keep gorillas in the, they can't keep male gorillas together because they'll fucking kill each other.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like
don't try to be my friend, bitch. I didn't come here to make friends. Gorillas think they're on reality TV.
Yeah, yeah. Their they social hate fake order. People.
Yeah, they're like, I came here to fuck The Bachelor. I'm not trying to be pals with other gorillas.
Yo, also, I was listening to a interview with a guy who studied chimps.
Uh-huh.
They commit like murder, like mafia style hits.
Yeah,
they have war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have like raids on other like.
But even in captivity,
squads.
these two guys knocked off the capo.
Oh, like a prison.
Yeah,
like,
for real. It like was 2-on-1, and they ripped his cock off, and he bled out. They like fucked.
They
him
like
up.
Shank him. Yeah. And then walk away.
Literally, dude. It was fucked up.
You know, it's funny because like chimps have real small dicks, and it's like, you know, you would think like, oh, that would suck. But if part of your warfare is getting your dick ripped off, it must be like awesome to be like, damn, I got the smallest.
I got the littlest dick in the jungle, baby.
Try me, bitch. Pull up, just pulling your pants down. Pull up on it, bitch.
This is a little ass nub. Yeah.
Try me, motherfucker.
Looks like an Audi.
Yeah, everyone just gets intimidated. They're like, I don't know if I can rip that guy's dick
off.
Look
at that long dick bitch over there. I see your dick dangling, bitch.
Yeah. He's just covering his face. Don't rip my face off.
That's true. I didn't think about the unique evolutionary advantage of a little ass penis in the gorilla world. That's probably why they developed the little ass dicks.
Yeah, it's why they get to be stupid, because humans had to like talk their way out of getting their dick ripped off by the other monkeys.
That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Madeline. Look at this dumb bitch.
Yeah, she was always getting into trouble.
Madeline?
Yeah, she's a silly, silly little bitch. Not listening to the nun.
I used to read those books.
I used to read them too, dude.
Nice. What else? What other shit did you read as a child?
The Anarchist Cookbook.
What's in the Anarchist Cookbook?
It's just how to make bombs.
Yeah,
shit.
How to make bombs.
They don't have any recipes for food.
No, it's you should like write a review on
what the
Amazon.
Fuck?
Dude, this shit sucked.
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
I love that
33%
movie.
Is criminal. That's a good
I know, it's unfair, dude. You look at like a lot of children's movies that you watch every day and you're like, damn, I had bad taste as a child. Yeah. But then you remember it's like some 38-year-old gay man from 1990 that's like, absolute garbage. We're supposed to believe that children will like this. First of all, Bette Midler looks like an absolute bitch. The entire time. It's like, well, just let kids have fun.
SJP was looking fuckable.
Sarah Jessica, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was looking crazy.
How about Sarah Jessica Darker and she's in blackface?
That's two. I'm thinking, if you're keeping.
I'm thinking I'm black.
Yeah. They call him the Baba Yaga. It means monkey fellow. I watched him kill two men with a fucking watermelon.
He goes around God.
In a racist character face. Kill them.
It's not a. It's about a man in blackface.
I know. So he's doing.
You can
more
say,
racism.
"Oh God."
Yeah.
But please deconstruct the bit before you
the
get fucking angry about it.
The bit is that he's just being extra racist.
He's racist.
He's the racist.
That's why he's got the watermelon.
It's not
a commentary on it. On the character isn't even black.
Nick's not saying that black people do that.
Yes.
He's saying that this one racist
evil
guy,
racist John Wick,
racist John
racist
Wick,
John Wick.
He's the racist.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm black.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm black. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm black.
Dude, there is nothing more satisfying than seeing that motherfucker take his hammer to the fucking concrete and get his guns out.
Yeah.
I love that shit. You know what else? You know what other action movie I want? Have you ever seen the, is it The Equalizer? Is that what it's called? No.
Equilibrium?
The Somethingizer.
It could be The Equalizer. That
with Denzel?
That sound. Yeah.
That shit rocked, dude. That shit rocked. It's him and the guy who did fucking, damn, everyone who was in this looks ugly as shit now.
Yeah.
We're going through the Hocus Pocus like, David Kirshner, Stephen Hahn. Oh, shit. The writer is just some fucking, some guy with gray hair. Who writes bullshit horror movies?
And Critters 2, Sleepwalkers, Desperation.
What's the horror movie? The Judge. What the fuck? This man wrote The Judge with Mr. Big. Wow.
Damn,
Real Sex and the City connections.
I love Apple TV. I love looking at my Apple TV and finding stuff to watch every night.
Fuzz Bucket, that shit looks fucked up.
Hi, my name's Jimmy, and I love Apple TV.
And I'm out here to watch Apple TV.
I'm here for Apple TV, where I watch all kinds of movies and TV shows, sexually.
That's right.
I've had gay sex.
That's true.
And that with my Apple TV, I know that as soon as I'm finished watching my movie, I got some hot gay sex in store for me.
That's not part of what we promised. Please read the copy.
Please just read the copy. Please. Oh, I'm sorry. You said just have fun with the script. You said try to make it personal.
Okay.
The only thing I love more than Apple TV is my HIV medicine.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. We've seen enough. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
I've done that on so many. When I like have to tape, like they do like a self tape, I get sent a self tape where they're like, just have fun with it or whatever, mm-hmm. which means like, just write our commercial for us.
Yeah, you exactly. Know?
It's just always like, yeah, Chase Bank. More like going to Auschwitz and getting gassed. I just send that off with complete confidence, knowing they're never going to fucking never call me. Please don't ever speak to me again.
The only thing lower than the interest rate at Chase Banks are the ages of the children I have sex with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. 2.3%. What is that? The amount of black people in the population that commit 50% of the crime? What? You said have fun with the script.
You said have fun. I'm just trying to sneak some educational
which
statistics.
Which is having fun here.
This is how I like to have fun.
It's educational. Haven't you ever seen Arthur? I'm just doing an Arthur. Oh, I'm sorry. It's only okay when a rat butt fucks
a
dog.
When a gay rat does it,
when
huh?
some queer rat...
He's got his ass open on all fours, gets turned out by an aardvark.
For 22 minutes in front of an 8-year-old.
Why'd they have to make the rat gay, you know?
That's so true.
That's kind of like... Not nice to gay people.
That's true. Yeah. Should have been a peacock.
We should find out that Binky is a titty.
There you go.
That instead of a bulldog this entire time, he's been
just one fat, juicy titty.
So his clothes come off. And they're like, Binky, is that your dick? He's like, no, it's my areola and nipple. And they're like, what? And he's like, I'm a titty. The whole time I've been a big titty. Arthur's like, Dad, what's a titty? Like your friend Binky, and not everyone is the same.
Doesn't the rabbit have lesbian moms, though?
No, I don't know. I think this is the first gay thing on Arthur.
No, he's having a gay wedding, but I think the rabbit has lesbian moms.
So why are they upset if there's already gays?
No one's upset.
Arthur and Friends. What's the name of the show?
Pussy Getting Arthur.
No.
Play Old Friends by Simon and Garfunkel.
No, don't do that.
Siri, show me your pussy.
Arthur.
It's going to be the movie Arthur, man.
Yeah, I know. When you get lost between the moon and excuse me. Excuse me.
I know it's crazy.
Look, it's okay if you want to harmonize with me, but...
Yeah. I'm bad at singing, you're right.
I didn't say you're bad at singing, but
no,
if I started, it's your job to harmonize with me.
I should have.
Whoever starts, it's his solo.
All right, just try again then.
I can't. I've lost it.
The moment's going
on. The best that you can do
is suck my dick.
And chew.
Yeah.
Suck on my nuts and then fuck my little ass cheeks.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing I love, it's having gay sex while watching the Apple TV. Okay. Did you talk to the last guy before you came in here?
Yeah.
No, you said have fun with the script. All right, next, please. Hi, my name's Derek. Hi, Derek. Slate and then go. Okay. Derek Simonson. Watching Apple TV is like getting fucked in my ass.
Okay, from now they step outside. From now on, just what's on the paper.
Just what's on the paper, everyone. You know, we're going to have fun here, but remember, this is not...
Let's keep it PG-13.
PG-13. Imagine that your 3-year-old son is watching this. This guy raising his hand. Yes, sir. What if my 3-year-old son watches Arthur? I don't know how to answer that. But just stick to the script, please.
Okay, PG-13. PG-13. Here it goes.
I like getting, almost did it. I liked getting freaked in my bottom when I watched on Apple TV.
I love getting my tushy.
I love getting my tushy just pounded.
It's not a bad word.
I like getting my tushy blown the fuck out. Blown the just hell off. Blown the heck out.
Mm-hmm.
Just by...
Can I take it from the top?
Yeah.
I like getting my pussy. No, not pussy. Sorry.
Go again. Do I need to slate? No? Pussy? Okay. Please Pussy's fuck my t- ass on the new Apple TV.
Put the remote in my ass.
Put the remote in my ass.
Put the remote and the console in my ass.
All right, thanks.
I guess the first guy, that's everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Ah, fuck, dude. Ooh, Fern Gully, that sexy little bitch from Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Oh, the fairy lady?
She was hot.
Yeah, she could get it.
What a weird name.
Fern Gully?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were real words when I was a kid. I
thought Fern it was just and
like
Gully?
I thought it was like a made-up thing.
I used to watch this all the time, The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, shit.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's about society, brother.
Yep.
The fucking hound fucks up his old
boy. I loved it. My favorite movies were the sad ones.
Damn, dude, you were goth as a child.
I was goth as a child, dude. I loved this movie. I loved
the beginning of
The Brave Toaster. The Lion King.
Oh, that shit was sad.
That shit was sad as hell. Yeah,
you know
machine,
that story? I think the guy who wrote
incinerator?
It. The guy who wrote it, his like husband killed himself or some shit.
Oh, he was an Apple TV fan?
Yeah, he loved Apple TV. Yep, he was working on the schematics for Apple TV when he killed himself. He's the one who kind of thought it up.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, The Fox and the Hound is 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that movie
it's
rules.
A good movie, dude.
It's like 30% of the reviewers were mean about it.
Damn, maybe I should just watch baby movies.
Baby shit, yeah.
Actually, there's a new law that you have to watch movies about.
Just me by myself at home watching The Great Mouse Detective being like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I don't even want to be watching this. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I've never been gay. I'm not.
Just to no one. Dude, I don't even want to watch.
Fuck this.
This sucks.
This is fucking.
I'm not gay, but this is gay, and I'm not enjoying myself.
I just want to see the end.
I'm not gay. This is gay.
I'm imagining a gay guy watching this, and I'm becoming pretty pissed off.
This is a guy who doesn't understand. He's literally not gay to watch this.
It's making me mad about gay guys thinking that they would watch this and enjoy it.
In San Francisco.
They're kissing each other.
Sitting around kissing.
Shit.
Playing grab ass, watching The Great Mouse Detective.
I just wanted to sing along the Rattigan song to be mad about the guys who would do that. I'm going to rewind and watch the Rattigan song again.
That's a good ass song, honestly.
Dude, it rules. I'm going to rent The Great Mouse Detective right now.
Sucking my dick and getting head from.
I'm going to put that shit on. Yeah, that was a movie I only ever saw in school, like on rainy days when they put on movies. And then other kids like knew the movie. They were like, oh, the Great Mouse Detective. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know what this is.
You lied about it?
Oh, I didn't outright lie because no one was like, have you seen this? I just sort of like was like, haha. You know.
Oh, I know that shit.
Yeah, when Scary Movie came out in sixth
grade. Land Before Time, too. Never saw that except on like a rainy day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, just real quick. The author of The Brave Little Toaster killed himself after his apartment burned down. Then his husband of 30 years died. Then his home flooded. Mm-hmm. Then he got evicted, and he killed himself.
Still not as sad as Kelsey Grammer's life.
What are you talking about, dude?
All that man knows is pain. I was talking about
it
yesterday.
He was getting pegged by his hot wife, dude.
Dude, everyone,
that's something you would
everyone
like.
He's ever loved has died.
Same with Keanu.
Really?
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer, what are you talking about?
That's why he's such a nice guy.
I'll tell you right
that
now.
That big titty blonde.
His dad was
movie.
Murdered.
Everyone I know is dead.
His sister. His
so I'm thinking, murdered. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm black. That is so funny.
Everyone I know suffers from diabetes and hypertension.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm black.
Ah, my nuts itch.
Yeah, mine do too, dude. Ah, it's that kind of weather.
It's nut itch weather, dude. Do you think there's a problem with having a very scratchy nut sack?
Have you ever seen this, Rescuers Down Under?
Oh, I love this shit, dude. 69.
There's porn in it.
For real?
Yeah, you might have to get the VHS copy. Mm-hmm. But there's a scene where
it's like one of those secret
porns. But this one legitimately is this where like there's a roller coaster or like some kind of like mine cart they're going down. Mm-hmm. And in one of the frames in a window in the background, there's a picture of a man fucking a woman. Someone
rules.
Like cut it out and spliced it
That's
into the
so
film.
That's so awesome.
For a
Wait a second.
Frame.
The Rescuers Down Under is different from The Rescuers?
Yes. Yeah, it's the sequel.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool how the bird was like a plane.
Is the bird in both?
I think
I've only seen the one with the bird.
You watch My Neighbor Totoro?
I've never seen Totoro.
I always thought it'd be cool to redub that with black voice actors, and it's a similar title.
Okay. Okay. That works.
Really? You think that would be cool?
Well, I mean, for an urban crowd.
That works.
You would want the dubbed version, the mainstream one,
yeah,
and then also an urban version,
yeah, right,
for wide.
It's like Martin Lawrence,
Dim.
As the Totoro.
There go Totoro.
Yeah,
this is really funny.
Bitch, I got a cat that's also a bus. Is Cat Williams is Totoro?
Wait, Totoro's a bus too?
No, there's a cat bus in the movie.
Oh,
that's what that cat bus shit is from.
I've never seen a cat.
Kelsey's grandfather died of cancer when he was 12. In 68, his father was murdered in a home invasion.
Damn.
In 75, his sister was kidnapped, raped, and murdered.
What?
This
movie. In 1980, his two half-brothers died while they were scuba diving off the coast of the Virgin Islands.
This movie was gay.
And then the next sentence is, at 16, with his mother's permission, he began smoking a pipe. Grammer won a scholarship to Juilliard at the same age.
Jesus Christ.
And then he was expelled.
This movie. For getting pussy?
Yeah, for getting too much pussy. Obviously.
This movie sucks.
Anastasia? Yeah.
Because that was a period when they were doing like woke Disney movie or like a representation Disney movies and they were all good. Like Pocahontas was all right, but Mulan's good. Mulan I didn't see until I was an adult. But like, they were like, how about a Russian bitch?
Yeah,
it's like they don't have emotions.
Disney.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was like DreamWorks or something.
Oh, really?
It's Don Bluth.
Who's Don Bluth?
Don Bluth did All Dogs Go to Heaven and Thumbelina.
But also, wasn't Anastasia one of the fucking czars? Fucking czars.
Anastasia was like the one of the daughters of the czar, who like someone claimed after all the czars were killed, like years later, that she was Princess.
Oh, that's
Anastasia.
Funny. Look at this. When you buy it, it comes in these languages: English, Arabic, Bulgarian, Cantonese, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, and Danish.
Nice.
So you can't even get it in Russian.
Bernadette Peters?
It says more.
Oh, there's more. Hebrew?
Yeah. No Russian.
Russian?
What says subtitles.
Subtitles.
Yeah.
You can't Most of them are dubbed. Subtitles.
Yeah, well, the thing I
You're
said
You're actually
is,
wrong.
Traditional well, Cantonese
there's
is
many
clearly
different,
wrong.
There's many different types
there's
of
There's no other
right.
way to read this situation.
There's different
other
ways.
Than you were wrong completely.
People look at stuff in different...
Damn, Hank Azaria is in this.
Yeah.
Hank getting his money.
The god.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he's so fucking funny in...
How about Hank Lazaria?
In The Birdcage.
He's a black...
No.
Okay.
Was that John Wick, too? Was that black John, blackface John Wick, too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The blackface John Wick said that.
Oh, shit, what?
I'm thinking Hank Lazaria. I'm thinking
what?
I'm black.
What? What are you fucking...
I gotta get to John Wick 3.
Is that
at 9?
Is that the version of John Wick that they named after the amount of inches of penis you have?
Yeah. Yes, and that's why I'm seeing
how
it.
How about John Slick?
Gotta support the 3-inch community.
It's John Slick, and it's still blackface John Wick, but he's blackfacing as a guy from the 70s.
Yeah, it said like what? How's it going, Slick?
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, how you doing? How you doing, brother? Brother,
yeah,
cousin.
I'm thinking I'm black.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking the finest pussy is the kind you can wine and dine. I don't even know how. I can't. I don't have the energy to tap into.
That's okay, man.
Without worrying that I might cross the
sure.
fine line.
Well, you guys don't see it at home, but Nick, every time he starts doing a voice, his eyes roll into the back of his head.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kind of a trance like state.
It's almost, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I spin around like the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's right.
And I turn into the other race.
That's
I'm like,
why
Jack,
it's not racist.
There's only 365 more days to the next Halloween. Whoop. Brother, I'm telling you, man, when this Halloween shit be popping, I can't wait to eat some candy.
Candy.
Yeah. That would have been a much better character.
That would have been a cool character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn, the Smurfs looks weird.
Oh, I want to say, so we've mentioned this before, but if you're listening to this before Monday night, Funny Moms is now every Monday except for the first Monday of the month. So Funny Moms is tomorrow also.
That's right.
Typically, it would be the second and fourth. But they've added more Mondays for us.
You know what we should do is also, we should rent a clubhouse that we live in, and fans of the show can just come hang out with us whenever they want.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Kind
That'd
of
be
like
a great idea. Really cool. It's just an open door policy, and we can be like trying to go about our lives, and they could just come in and hang out with
just
us.
Just riff.
Just riff with us.
Just riff-a-roo.
We're having serious conversations with our family on the phone. Yeah. Please stop
us. Interrupt us. Yeah.
Interrupt us. Yes. Tell us about what I think if a guy was gay or
something.
It'd
be cool is like third-party line access to Stav's cell phone. So when he's talking with his family, anyone who likes the show could just start listening in and adding to the conversation. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would be awesome.
It would be tight.
That's if you do if you put $400 a month into Patreon, you can do that.
Papa Smurf,
I'm thinking by open door is what that means is it's a VIP fan experience kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
The GFE.
Premium.
Adam will
the
be
girlfriend
your,
experience.
Adam will give
I will
you the
kiss.
Girlfriend experience.
I kiss.
You don't just fuck him in the ass, you get to fucking
And I will kiss. Do Greek.
Yeah.
I love that they call getting fucked in the ass Greek.
Greek.
I remember watching this when I was like, I don't know, it must have been like 11.
Uh-huh.
This seems 11. Like it should be a good movie.
It's not. It's not bad. A very good adaptation, but I kept having dreams about the movie all the time. Mm-hmm. So it developed like some kind of significance in my head.
Mm. Great Expectations.
Great Expectations.
With Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. You were looking at the movie Dunstan Checks In with Faye Dunaway.
In terms of also plugging, we'll also be in Canada, so please buy tickets to go see us there.
And we will not be at Skankfest.
We will not be at
People
Skankfest.
People have asked, but we'll be in Canada
Sorry,
at the same time. Sorry.
If you bought tickets to go to Skankfest,
Revolutionary Road, that's an apt movie.
Why?
Well, because it's about a woman that gets an abortion and then the husband beats her.
Does it? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's about people being bored in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's fucked up that the husband beats her, dude.
Do you remember the Michael Pitt or the Michael Sheen scene in that movie?
Michael Shannon.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not.
You're all retarded. They sent me to a retarded school, and the only thing I learned in there is that you're all retards.
Yeah, and then
that
they just took him right like back to the loony bin.
Yeah. You're crazy. You live out here in your normal lives. Meanwhile, I'm pulling my dick off in the rec room. And they say, I'm the one that's crazy.
Yep.
Why can't we have our dicks out all the time? Beating off, spilling cum wherever we want. It feels good to me. It should feel good to you. Are you happy? You don't seem happy. Uh-huh. You have the fancy job, the big house, but your dick isn't out and you're not tugging on it. And they say, I'm the one that's a mental retard. And that's quite enough, Simon.
That's enough.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
You guys should see if there are ticks available to John Wick 3 right now. Because everyone's going to be watching
Game of Thrones. I
want to
see
tonight.
The second half of the Bucks game.
Yeah, I don't give. I'll see Game of Thrones tomorrow. I don't care.
But we're going to be in Canada. Do you know where? Go to cumtown.events.
Cumtown.events. I believe that Vancouver is sold out.
Yeah, we're trying to add another show. It was It was a small space. In
Slam Cougar, baby. We should also see if Uwe Boll still wants to do the podcast.
Yeah, while we're out in Vancouver. Dude, I just followed him on Letterboxd. If you guys are on Letterboxd, you should follow Uwe Boll. He's amazing.
So Toronto, June 15th. Montreal, June 19th. Ottawa, June 21st. Vancouver, Oh, that's sold out.
Uh-huh.
Edmonton, the 25th.
And the 23rd, we're going to try to add another show in Vancouver.
We're going
to
try and add a matinee, a stand-up show in Vancouver.
So keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out and keep a cock out as well. Michael Shannon.
How are we doing on the numbers? Is the show moving?
Pretty good.
Toronto's
moving.
Doing all right. Yeah.
I tell you, I love this new era of me doing zero work.
I kind of like me and Stav being the business boys.
It feels great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I enjoy it.
Do you have Instagram still?
I got back on Instagram.
So we'll plug.
Plug it on there.
We'll plug on the gram. We'll push on social as our industry people have been asking us to do.
What are you talking about?
You got to push on social.
I've been debating getting back on Twitter, but I don't know. I feel like it's almost...
You should get back on Twitter. You're the best at it.
I feel like we're almost out of the woods with social media where it's like okay to just use it to have fun again.
You think so?
I don't know.
I think the pendulum has gone back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the most annoying...
That's all I do.
The most annoying woke people are now
considered
to be pariahs and jokes.
Not really.
You do woke stuff. You like reply to like Paul Ryan and stuff.
No, I said because what's his face because his dick is small.
I know, but that's
still... I told Mayor Pete that I've... He said that he was bragging about being a troop, and I said I've never respected a troop.
For an example of what I'm talking about, you look at either Prospector 88 or fucking Radmilk, and those guys have not deviated from, like, joke-making in the slightest.
Radmilk's funny as shit on that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
And Prospect consistent. I mean, he's been that way since, like, fucking 2011, and it hasn't changed.
Before I used even Twitter, I knew that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I'm just out here saying. Listen,
and Cusbro's one of the purists, also.
I'm saying things have little dicks. I'm talking about titties.
Look, I'm not putting you on trial here. I'm just saying it's like getting sucked into that kind of bullshit is like, I don't know.
I do admit it feels nauseating. Yeah,
of course
sucks.
You have. That Chelsea Clinton thing qualifies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy tried to cancel me this week for having a black
I saw
avatar.
That. Very funny.
Very funny.
Hilarious. Wait.
Very funny.
What a fucking Yeah. What an argument to make. So you shouldn't use black avatars.
He said
it was
people
you
refer to it as digital blackface.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because in his mind, black people are incapable of having an individual identity. Even ones that become celebrities, they're still only to be identified by their blackness.
Yeah. He's wearing a bat. Like, that's so clearly Chris Bosh.
He's wearing a cowboy hat and a vest. Yeah.
And a jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that guy also had another amazing one. He's one of the biggest retards on Twitter. Yeah. But he had another amazing one, which
I mean, that's literally such a dumb take.
About dogs being agents.
That's him?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same guy. Oh, being agents of gentrification, about how white people are using their dogs
to scare black people.
It was a lot more convoluted than that, but it was very funny.
Wait, don't have dogs?
Yeah, black people.
Well, some dogs are racist.
Some dogs are racist.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people are using them as agents of, ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they are.
That's hilarious that he said you were doing digital blackface.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not allowed to be a fan of a black person. Make it Avi?
Avi, yeah. You're like Avatar.
Your Avatar.
All right, I'm going to go see John Wick 3.
Okay.
Try to get tickets.
Try to suck dickets.
I'm thinking, maybe I just show up to the theater in blackface. And everyone's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm misinformed about the plot of the movie.
I thought this was going to be a different thing.
I'm cosplaying as John Wick.
I was misinformed by myself.
I'm sorry. Look,
I
did
a riff.
I am prone to wild assumptions about things. I will not deny that about who I am. But I will not stand here and be asked to leave a movie theater.
Because I'm in a suit and tie, have a gun, and am in blackface.
Because I have a gun and big white gloves and big red lips.
Did you see the gun?
Yeah.
You know what? You want to talk about doing some woke stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be in blackface, point a gun at a cop, see if he kills you.
Yeah. No, I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
If your privilege helps you while even in blackface.
AJ Plus. This man wore blackface to point a gun at a cop. I saw that video again. I guess somebody posted it that show What Would You Do? Where it's like the Down Syndrome guy in a restaurant who's like trying to order, and he's like, what are the specials today? And they get an actor who actually has Down Syndrome. Mm-hmm. And then they send another actor in the restaurant who's like, can you stop trying to take his order, please? He's slow, and he should have a guardian with him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, retarded people should have a guardian with him. And then, you know, eventually people in the restaurant are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, he's like, why are you sticking up for retarded people? And then it's like, you know, then the host comes out and talks to people. He's like, you're on our hidden camera show. And it's like, the fact that that show is like, you know, widely like appreciated and acknowledged as something that like has some kind of social value. And it's like, what could possibly be the lesson? Who is watching that and they're like, you're right, I should stop screaming at retarded people in public. I didn't even realize until they held a mirror to my actions. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was doing.
I mean, I still think it's stupid, but isn't the whole point not the guy screaming, but the people that are bystanders or whatever? Isn't that
you would
the
never
idea?
See that situation though. That just doesn't fucking happen.
No, I agree.
You know, and it's like of course you would do that. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Of course you'd be like, stop.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And then people watch it and it's like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's the fact that people love that show and they don't call it what it is. It's just like,
well, yeah, because it's like, it's not, because they see that and they're like, I would do something.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, that's not hard. They feel like they're like good.
Yeah.
Because they would do this.
Coming up next, a man watching child pornography on his phone.
And going, wow, can't wait to rape kids.
I can't wait to have sex with children. Like, hi, ma'am, I'm John Quinones. And I noticed that you asked this man to not have sex with kids. Why'd you do that? I just think it's bad to do that. You're right, ma'am. It is bad to do that. Coming up next on What Would You Do? We have a guy beating his daughter in the back of the head in public for refusing to make fireworks with him in the food court of the mall.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Does it?
No.
Does it sound?
What was
it
that on Nickelodeon or something?
How you doing?
No,
my name
it was on,
is
like, CBS, Dateline
Eric.
Or some shit.
I love Apple TV and get my ass fucked.
All right, thank you, Eric.
All right.
I'm sorry, Eric. Did you get the note? It's, okay, we're gonna go again. Oh, this note here that says don't mention getting fucked in your ass or any gay shit. Yes, that note. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll go again. Hi, my name's Eric, and I love the Apple TV. I'm sorry. I feel it would be right to mention that I
love the character.
I really think this note is wrong.
There's nobody who loves the Apple TV so much they wouldn't talk about getting fucked in
their
ass.
Ma'am, I don't know where you're from, but I'm from Greenwich, Connecticut. And where I live, gay people love Apple TV. There ain't nothing wrong with being a godless homo. I'm just saying that in my neighborhood,
I would never do it.
I
oftentimes watch The Great Mouse Detective. I think about how gay it is.
I've never seen the whole movie. I put it on every day, and I get mad about it on my Roku. I would never have an Apple TV,
and that's a Roku commercial. Yeah.
Roku, we don't even offer The Great Mouse Detective.
All right, gang.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
See you in Canada.